Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you probably know, the US Congress has finally voted in favour of an aid package for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. But also buried in there was a section about TikTok, essentially ruling that its foreign, i.e. Chinese owners, have to sell it to an American company. Adrian Weckler is the Irish Independent's technology editor. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So obviously, as people will know, TikTok is owned by a Chinese company. Who is that company?
It's a company called ByteDance, and it's headquartered in China. The TikTok itself is based in Singapore. So it's what TikTok says is, we're not available in China and we're not really a Chinese company ourselves, but we do have a China-based company as our owner called ByteDance. And that's what the problem that the Americans have. They say that because TikTok is owned by ByteDance, that ByteDance ultimately has to comply with Chinese law. And they say that there are provisions of Chinese law that mean that if the Chinese government decided to require ByteDance to order TikTok to hand over sensitive information or to do some spying, that TikTok would have no alternative. That's what the Americans say. Obviously, TikTok takes a different view. It says, no, no, that has never happened. There's no hard evidence. But the Americans aren't convinced. And now the US Congress and the US Senate have passed a bill saying to TikTok, if your Chinese company doesn't sell you, you're banned in America.
Okay, and they've given, as I understand it, a year for that to happen. Are they also being specific that ByteDance has to sell TikTok to an American company, or would any company do as long as it wasn't Chinese?
More or less, it's Chinese. I mean, it can ideally an American company, but it can be a Western company with operations in the US. There were stories that a couple of years ago that the tech giant Oracle might be interested in buying TikTok. That kind of dried up. It's complicated by the fact that ByteDance, this is the Chinese owner, remember, says it doesn't want to sell. And it's complicated even further by the fact that the Chinese government says that this whole thing is a geopolitical outrage and there's no way ByteDance should have to sell it. So there's a large dollop of geopolitical tensions going on here as well.
Yeah. And are the Chinese saying ByteDance shouldn't have to sell it, or are they saying ByteDance won't sell it?
They're saying both. So the Chinese are essentially saying that ByteDance won't sell TikTok. Now, that brings up an interesting question, because if you're in the American government, or if you are one of those who suspects TikTok of actually being potentially under Chinese control, you're now saying, well, why would it matter if the Chinese government said A, B or C on this? Surely you're independent from the Chinese government. So the fact that the Chinese government appears to have actually some meaningful say in all of this doesn't look great for TikTok.
Mm. One imagines, though, that there are all sorts of other businesses, both in the US, maybe even here, who are making some income from TikTok.
Oh, I mean, TikTok says that in the US alone, that the creator economy, as I call it, they would be influencers. They'd be normal companies who use TikTok, as well as Instagram and Facebook and other social media networks, that they say it's worth $24 billion in the US. Now, that might be stretching, but if you talk to any small business or, brand, they will tell you that because there's so many young people that use TikTok, that it is actually a pretty valuable commercial channel. I mean, in Ireland, I think the figures are that something like 70% of people of those between the ages of, I think, 11 and 21 use TikTok. So that gives you an idea of the scale and the penetration of the platform. So yeah, they're making that argument. You're cutting off commercial activity at the knees. They're also using the classic free speech argument. They're saying in America in particular, you're supposed to have the right to free speech. What happened to that? And then in Ireland, you know, it's kind of a bit complicated for us in Ireland to look at this, because TikTok, as we know, employs 3,000 people in Dublin. It's one of Dublin's biggest tech employers. Uh-huh. And that has maybe influenced the Irish government's response to all of this. Because as you'll remember, and I know I'm jumping from one thing to another here, as you probably remember last year, Ireland's own National Cybersecurity Centre, the office specifically set up to assess cyber risk and IT threats. It said that TikTok was actually a bit of a risk, and it effectively issued a ban on any state employees, public sector employees, having TikTok on their phones. So there is a suspicion here that there is a problem with TikTok as well.
Yeah. And is there much evidence? And is this primarily what's spurring the American move, or is it geopolitical jostling, or is there actual evidence that TikTok is a security risk?
Do you know what? The hard evidence is really, really thin on the ground. There are a few isolated examples where individual employees of TikTok were caught or detected processing personal data of TikTok users in the US in an improper way, but really small scale examples. Now, there is a giant probe going on at the moment with Ireland's own data protection commissioner and into TikTok and whether or not TikTok is processing European users' information, including Irish users' information, properly or improperly back to China. So that probe and that investigation, which will be ready in the next few months, should shed a bit of light on that. But no, the evidence is pretty thin on the ground. And what the people who are against this American ban say is, look, this is just kind of reds under the beds, scaremongery. This is a kind of a America needs an enemy. And it sort of has Russia on the one hand, but it also has China on the other. And don't forget, China doesn't allow Facebook or, you know, WhatsApp or doesn't even allow TikTok, by the way, or Instagram in China. So there's a kind of a dollop of here of, well, you don't let our social media platforms into your country, America says to China, so why should we let yours?
Yeah, but having said all that, there's no evidence, but TikTok is being investigated here. Our own cybersecurity people are saying maybe it might be a dot. Should we kind of prize Simon Harris's iPhone out of his cold dead hand then? Because our Taoiseach does more TikToking than governing at the moment.
Well, look, this is it. It's actually kind of incredible that last year, the National Cybersecurity Centre issued this advice, issued this warning, said it might be a national security threat. And then literally, our own Taoiseach, Simon Harris, TikToks regularly from inside the Taoiseach's office. And I've asked his office about this, and they kind of say, well, there are exceptions, there are loopholes for public servants that need to communicate with the public. But like, really? I mean, is it a security threat or not? I asked the National Cybersecurity Centre about this also, and they said, no, there are workarounds that you can do. And there is a suggestion that if it's your personal phone and it's not your work phone, that maybe it's not as big of a national security risk. That really doesn't fly from a strict IT security point of view. So it is a bit weird that while the Americans are banning it, our own National Cybersecurity Centre says it might be national security risk. The Taoiseach, because he has 100,000 TikTok followers, says, yeah, but you know what? I have an audience there. So, you know yourself.
Yeah. 100,000 followers, nothing to be sniffed at. Plus, no. Who knows in China is looking at it. Presumably, though, Adrian, in the US, this is now they're given a year, but in that interim period, there will be multiple court cases.
Yeah, so the timeline is 9 to 12 months, I think, that ByteDance have to sell TikTok in America or it's banned from America. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. So then what happens is at the end of this year or the beginning of next year, a couple of things might happen. The US authorities might order Apple and Google to take TikTok out of the App Store. So they did that. They did a version of that with Huawei. If you remember, Huawei used to be a very popular smartphone. And then the Americans took a scunner against it. And then they basically said to Google, you're not allowed to put your App Store on Huawei phones. And Google complied right away. And that killed Huawei's phones in the West because you couldn't download your normal apps, have your YouTube, anything else on a Huawei phone. So they could order Apple and Google to take TikTok out of the US App Store. That'd be one way of doing it. But you'd still have millions of people that had TikTok already still installed on their phones, just they wouldn't be able to update the app. So it would sort of fizzle out. But that doesn't mean we wouldn't be able to use TikTok. So this is all kind of complicated. But to your question, court cases, absolutely. I think what's going to happen is it's going to be appealed and appealed and appealed. It'll end up being a First Amendment thing in America, which is a free speech challenge, probably to the Supreme Court. That could take another 2-3 years.
Yeah. Adrian, fascinating stuff. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Adrian Weckler there, the Irish Independent's technology editor. A few comments on that. Someone says, I don't use TikTok and nothing annoys me more than someone saying, have you seen the video on TikTok? However, what right do American government have to decide who owns a private business? Yeah, it's vaguely contradictory, one might think. If the US are so upset with China possibly providing weapons to Russia, how do they sell weapons to Taiwan, which is still technically a province of China? And Martin says, the way it seems to, you know, that big bill that they just passed, what's interesting about it, like it's billions, but actually the US benefits as much as the individual countries do, because they say here is 50 billion Ukraine. Now, here's a list of American weapons manufacturers who you will buy this off. And so it actually goes back, a lot of it at least, to the United States itself. Martin says, I find the US attitude towards China really questionable. It just doesn't sit well, in my opinion. Honestly, the same logic would apply to any US company. I'm not saying I trust the Chinese government, but you could equally apply similar logic across the board. Someone else says, more frankly, America should feck off. Stop meddling in international affairs. They're responsible for nearly all the wars on the planet and therefore have no credibility on the world stage. Someone else says, as for our national security people questioning TikTok, our government officials shouldn't be using any third-party services on their phones. Arguably, Irish government email shouldn't leave state-controlled servers, and the apps on their phone should be very limited. Limiting our questions to TikTok is nonsense. Will says, one of the biggest threats to world stability is American paranoia. And finally, somebody asks, has Simon Harris been replaced by a Chinese AI bot? Yes, it's not just the Americans who are paranoid.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.